Kerbo say hope all is good. Today's daf is Nedar and daf Pei Hei, and we're here on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, right at the two dots. Right, we're dealing with the last part of the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. If you remember, there were two statements. Right, we had said that if a guy says that Kohanim Levim unanimously, right, if he says that none of the Kohanim and Levim can benefit from me, so then everybody can take the Trumas and Maestros against his will, Bal Kocho, as if the nether didn't exist. But if it says Kohanim Elu, Levim Elu, if he specifies certain Kohanim that they can't take Trumas and Maestros, so then other people can take Trumas and Maestros, but those guys cannot, and they're not allowed to take it. So the Gemara says, well, I don't understand. There is a stira in the assumptions, meaning the implications of those two lines contradict each other. Alma, apparently, what do you see from the first line? The Tovus Hana in a Mamon. You see that the ability to give Trumas and Maestros is not considered to be any benefit, any worth anything, because otherwise, how could you tell me, right, that if he swears off everybody from having benefit from him, that they can just come and take it, because that would be benefit. And clearly, what do you see? That the Trumas and Maestros don't belong to him, and the ability for him to designate who it goes to isn't worth anything either, because otherwise the people will be benefiting from him. But Ema Seva, the second part of the Mishnah, Kohanim Elu, Levim Elu, Nanimli, Itlu Acherim. So why would only other people be able to take it? Even if you just told me that the ability for him to give Trumas and Maestros to a Kohen is not worth anything, so Lahani Lo, but the people he swore off are not allowed to take it. That doesn't make sense. Alma Tobas and Mamon. That seems to imply that if they would take it, that they would be benefiting from him, that there is some sort of value in him designating who gets the Trumas and Maestros, and that's why they can't take from him, because they will be benefiting from him. So Rav Hoshea, lo kasha ha Rebbe, fa Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Hoshea says, no kasha, no problem. This is based on the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this is implied, right? This is not that you don't find this direct machlokes, but it's implied, and we assume that their machlokes is whether there's Tovas Hona, or not, to Tanya's living in Arbaisa. Hagonev Tevlo Shal Chaveiro. Ve'achlo. If someone steals someone else's Tevel, and right, and he eats it or he destroys it, whatever, someone steals again Tevel, and again, just to take an example, right, let's say he has 100 pounds of Tevel, 100 pounds of grain that he has to take, Trumos and Maestros and Meister Shani, Meister Ani, etc. So, really, the owner doesn't get 100 pounds of it, right? He has to give away, that's roughly, right, rounding the numbers, roughly 12%, right? 10% for Meiser, 2% for Truma. Okay, well, however you calculate it. So what do you happens if you steal 100 pounds of Tevel? So what do you do? Right? I mean, how much do you owe him? What did you just steal? So Mishalim lo demei Tevel de Rebbe. Rebbe says you pay the value of the Tevel. Now, as a machlokas over here, I had to understand this, but let's just say this Pashup shot, seemingly, again, Ron doesn't really say this, other Rishonim do say this, okay, but seemingly, what Rebbe says is that you pay him the 100 pounds, right, the 100 pounds. You pay him the entire value. The Ron says a little different. He says you pay him the value, the 88%, plus the Tovas Hona, the ability for him to designate where it goes. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Eidom Shalom Nedz El Demei Chulin Shabo," but you only pay the 88%. You don't pay anything else because, after all, you didn't steal something from him, right? You probably have to give the money to Kohanim and Levim elsewhere, although they probably couldn't prove that they're owed it because Motzei V'Chaya Lavaraya. Okay, whatever. You only pay this guy the 88%. So my lav barakolifli. That seems to be right on machlokes. Right, the Revi Saver Tovos Hana Mamam. Right, Revi holds had the ability to give the Trumas and Maestros, right, is some sort of value, and depending on who you hold, like, right, the Ron or other Rishonim, right, so either, therefore, according to the Ron, you therefore pay him that value, or according to other Rishonim, you have to say that that means that you own the Trumas and Maestros somewhat, and therefore you get paid back. Okay. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Savar, Tovos Hona, Ena Mamon. Right, and Rabbi Yehuda says that if you only pay him the Chulin, if you only pay him the 88%, the only 88 pounds, right, so the Trumas and Maestros is not shaykh them whatsoever, right? So therefore, and he holds the ability, and you don't pay for the ability, right, for him to give to either Kohanim or Levim, and that's not machlokes. So Gemara says, lo, not really. Dekuli alma tovus hona ina mamon. Really, everybody here, but both Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, hold that tovus hona is not worth anything. And what's the machlokes? The machlokes is different, right? Haka b'matanos shalo hur moka miflegi. The machlokes is gifts that have not been given yet, that have not been taken off yet, right? How do you view, right, those gifts? Right? Do you view them as having been separated already or not? Right? Again, as Aran explains, right, Rebbe would hold that the what's it called? the Tevel, right, has not had the stuff taken off yet, and therefore it's part of the chulin, right, and therefore you would pay him the entire 100 pounds of the stuff that you stole. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds no. It's as if they're already taken, even though you haven't designated them yet, right? Trumas and Maasis, as if they have been it's as if they've been designated, and therefore when you steal 100 pounds, you're really only stealing 88. The Gemara says, but Ita was online a mamon, right? Milo hermio, mali lo hermo. Well, I understand. So Gemara says, if you're telling me that the ability to give and designate and separate the Trumas and Maasis and say where it goes is not worth anything, as we said, that they both hold that, so who cares whether it's separated or not? What's the difference? I mean, if he's not able to, if it's not worth anything, right, why and what would Rebbe say you have to pay for that? Right? Meaning that it's the ability for him to give it to someone is if you tell me it's not worth anything, there's no reason that the thief should have to pay for that. It's Ella. Rather, the Gemara says, no. The hand in time of the Rebbe, that there's a machogas, the machogas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda is that there's a knas. There's some sort of fine. And the question simply is, where does the fine go? So, in time of the Rebbe, the Kansura Rabbanon Leganav Keichadilo Lignov. The Rebbe holds it. Yeah, Chazal, right? Enochinam. I mean, really, he only stole technically, halachically, legally 88% of the stuff. But right, the Chazal made some sort of knas. So he shouldn't steal, right? What are you doing, stealing stuff? So yeah, technically, you stole 100 pounds. It doesn't all belong to him. You know, too bad. Pay it back. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda saw, right? And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the fine goes the other way. That Katsura Rabbanon Lebalavayis Keichidul Lehavid Letevle. Chazal made a knas on the owner, because what are you doing leaving produce out that's not been taken, Trumas and Maestros, that's still Tevel? Right, so what are you talking about? So, meaning, why would you do that? So, I mean, again, technically, right, it is considered to be Tovas Honah, but the guy's not going to be getting it back, the owner's not going to be getting it back, because there's a fine, right, that he shouldn't have left his tevel unteveled, right, on whatever it is, taken shumas and maizos. But marushach, whatever, this is not our machlokas at all, right? It doesn't help us whatsoever, right, to figure out whether tovus or not is worth anything at all. So Rava finally comes and says, gives us a different answer. He says that shiny chuma, meaning that, well, sort of. He gives a different, meaning a different differentiation between our case over here, right, and the case of Tovos Onah, meaning the case over by Trumas and Maizros, and the case of our mission of Tovos Onah. So Rava says, shiny Truma, that Truma is different. Meaning when the guy said, right, no Kohanim, I can have my stuff, right, so that's why is that different? The time of the Litu Akorcho, Mishum de Truma lo Chazi al Kohanim. Because Truma is can only be eaten by Kohanim. Came to us to the Misraelahu Shavia Afra Ba'alma. And once you tell me that no one can benefit, that no Kohanim can benefit from the Truma, you just made it hefker, right? You made it like it's dust. And therefore, any Kohen can take it, right? So that doesn't mean, and Meiser and whatever, right? And the Meiser as well. And he said, that's why the Mishnah says that any Kohanim can take it. But if he came and said, made a neder, it says, these Kohanim can't take it, so that's legit, that's binding. You haven't made it, the item into hefker, you can give it to somebody else. So really, it's not bechlal shayach to Tovus Hanah at all. Okay, fine. New Mishnah. Konam sheini osa el pi abba. If a wife says, "I'm not going to do any work," right, for my father, el pi avicha, for your father, pi achi, my brother, pi achicha, your brother, any ochal hafer, right? He's not able to be made for the husband. Not able to be made for that neither, because again, it's nothing to do with him. And it has nothing to do. It's not a tovus onah, right? And it's not an inui for her, because okay, whatever, beside her, whoever she works for, right? Again, she usually might see a dad go to the husband, as if you remember from Ksubas. But if though she says she ain't osa al picha, right? If she says I'm not doing work for you, so then ain't otzarich lahafer. Then he doesn't even need to be made for neder, because it's not chal. The neder's not chal, right? We talked about it, right, in Ksubas, that might see a dad, the woman's might see a dad goes to the husband. And so if she says, I'm not working for you, so too bad, that's part of the deal, that's part of the whole marriage contract. Right, and she gets mizonos for that, okay, etc. Fine. Rabbi Akiva says, Yofer, no, he should be Mayfair, because Shema Tadif alav Yoser min Arayelo, because maybe, right, then there will be more that she makes, meaning maybe whatever she's supposed to give him, the Mishnah Ksuba says, she's supposed to make him 5 selah a week, and if she makes more than that, right, again, she has a great job, finance, whatever it is, So then she, well, this machokas, and you would imagine, right, that uh, that That extra goes for him. But it's funny, ironically enough, Rabbi Akiva holds, right, that the extra goes to her. Right, so how does that work? Meaning, what does that have to do with Beino Lebeino? How is therefore that a neder Beino Lebeino? Right. So again, so what's it called? Where is it? The Rush over here. Yeah, the Rush over here on the side says that it's impossible to make it even, to evenly, right, take what's it called? Made to evenly take. Take value. Let's just read over here. Where's that Rush? Yeah, if you look on the side, right. So, Diba Maskal Shema Tad, if you also mean Aroi, right? Sever Kiva Dita Have, that the extra money she makes above 5 Slayim belongs to her. Bar Bachal of Hektish, Vahave Osel of Amoser, Yechol of Hektish, Vahadavashal Yedeh Etchak. Sorry, Sever Kiva Dita, I skipped the line. Sorry. Right. Why is it Dvarim Shabino Levinah, says the Rush? Di Efshar Lios, Shalis Arev. Because it is impossible to finally get, right, that amount to split it. It's not like she's getting coins here. She's making an amount of stuff, right? She might say that. Let's say she's weaving, or she's, you know, she's making some sort of product. So it is impossible to get 5 sella on the nose, right? Nowadays, maybe a little bit different with the salary, but he said it's impossible to get it exact. So anytime she makes 5 sella and 1 cent. Again, you're holding, you know, tufts of cloth or grain or whatever she's doing as a profession. It's impossible to be mitzamtzem. It's impossible to be so close. So therefore, she is makes the nether, right, that she's not going to do any work for him. So yes, it doesn't fall on the 5 seller that she has to give him, but it would fall. That nether would fall on the hadafa, says Rabbi Akiva, on the extra. And therefore, again, he should make that nether, because that's already dvarim beino lebeino. Even though technically she gets the extra money that she makes, right? Mimarshak, she's going to give him, right, again, 5 sella and 1 penny, and then that's going to be, right, that 1 penny is going to have a nether on it, and that's why they should be nether. They should be mayfair, because that will get rid of the nether and the iser. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, Yofer, why should you? The husband should be mayfair, but for a different reason. Because Shema Yagarshen of the Asura love. Because maybe they'll become divorced, right? And then it will be usher. There will be usher on him. Now, why in the world is that? Also, why is that? Benola Benola? Because maybe, right, again, if they want to get remarried, right? Now, again, once he becomes, you know, everybody else. Meaning if she would want to. One second. Right, because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, if they get divorced, so then he won't be Zogater Maiseyada, and then basically if they want to get remarried, right, because then any work that she does, right, the nether will be chal on him, and they won't be able to get remarried in the future. I mean, he said it's something that may come to pass down the line. So Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and the problem is that Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. And Lameimra, that seems to imply that Rabbi Shmuel, Adam Makdish Dabar Shalom Ba'al Olam, that a person can be Makdish, a person can affect, or can change the halachic status of something that hasn't existed yet. Because again, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, this is something that might come into play in the future. So if Shmuel says that's the halacha, apparently a person can have some sort of halachic effect, right? Like take a nether, or be makdish, to give to hektish, something that has not yet appeared in the world, something that will happen in the future. Problem is, or mini, that Shmuel himself disagrees with that sentiment, and says that you can't be makdish, something that doesn't come, the was davar shalom b'olam. Or mini, there's a vestira, the gemara is in Xubis, right, that we did before, right? Hamakdish maisa yidei ishto, if a person is makdish, right, whatever his wife makes. So Rezu Osa, right? So she can do work, right? Velchales, and she can eat, right? Again, she can, you know, can make enough, right? If he doesn't let her, right? Meaning the stuff that she's supposed to make, and she's allowed to eat and support herself off that. Vehamosar, but what about the extra? Right? So then Rabbi Meir Omer Hektesh, and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer Chulin. Rabbi Meir says that is Hektesh. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Sadler says that it's chulin, it's regular, because a person, again, as the Ran says, right, a person cannot be makdish davar shalom b'ol ha'olam. The problem is from Amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Sadler, that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Sadler. So alma ain't other makdish davar shalom b'ol ha'olam. Apparently Shmuel holds that a person cannot affect something that will be made in the future. And if you tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Nochem ben Nuri on just the extra stuff that she made, but not the entire thing, and that's what Shmuel meant to say, but that's not impossible because that's not the language that seems to apply, right? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler seemed to say that chulin, the whole thing is chulin. And if Shmuel wanted to say, yeah, the extra, only the hadafa is chulin, lema halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'hadafa, he should have said that straight up, inami, or he could have said, alach katanakama, the halacha is like the katanakama, right against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Meaning if Shmuel wanted to say that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri with the extra, meaning our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is from our Mishnah, and therefore, right, again, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says the extra is chulin, right, and that's how Shmuel holds, that in the case where a husband is makdish, the second case in the Braisa, where the husband is makdish the stuff, so the extra stuff is chulin according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that's how Shmuel holds. Now, if you're going to tell me that Shmuel, if you want to get out of this whole stira and say that Rabbi Shmuel holds that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is correct by the hadafa, by the extra, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is correct by the actual item itself, so that doesn't work, right? If you're going to tell me that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri on the hadafa, so who do kamar? So lema halacha, you should have said that, right? Ve'inami, or you should have said halacha tanakama, halacha is like tanakama, that the regular stuff is not azurdim. Inami, or, sorry, one second. Inami or halacha Rabbi Akiva, or halacha like Rabbi Akiva, also who disputed this whole, right, has nothing to do with Tavish Labal Olam. Sala Amar Rabbi Yosef, right, shiny konamos hovel va'adam ozer peros chaveru alav ozer nami Tavish Labal Olam alav. Rabbi Yosef, again, there'll be two answers here. We're just going to do one of them today. Rabbi Yosef says that a konam, a neder, is different than hektish. Neder is different because if a person is able to be to osser someone else's stuff, again, so, you know, you're allowed to say, you know, you're not benefiting from my stuff, I'm not benefiting from your stuff. Person is allowed to affect his friend's stuff, his friend's produce, and make it osser on him. So too, since you see that a neder is able to have that reach, so it's also able to affect something, a davar shelo bala olam, even though theoretically, right, a person could hold, right, that other halachos are not able to affect. Right. But again, I understand. Rabbi says, I don't love that that extension, right? Because I understand that a person can take a nether of someone else's stuff. Right, that's already too far removed. Abaye says, right, I understand you could say that you're not going to benefit from Reuven's stuff, but you can't say that Reuven can't benefit from Shimon's stuff. Right, that doesn't work, and that's a davar shelo bala olam, is that two steps removed, just like that. So again, we're going to get to it tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, but Rav Yeshua has a different answer, and we'll get to that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day and night, depending on when you are listening to this.